We gather every week to form a circle, a universal symbol of forever, the unending, ever-expanding band. The simple reading of a scripture or quote gets us going, and then the gong. The melodious tune and tingle of a single bell sends us off in different directions, following the same God. We're all looking for the light. We sit silent but equidistant from the center. A lone candle guides us. That day, I couldn't take my eyes off it. I pushed back in my chair and fell victim to the flickering light of a flame. Mesmerized, I watched it dance and imagined my control over the light before me. It's a wonder we've been able to harness it, the power and transcendent beauty of fire. Like a priest entrusted with the task of keeping the flame, I imagine God asking me to tend the hearth. I've been a keeper of the flame. I've kept the fire burning. But bearing the weight of that responsibility has only worn me out. I couldn't control it and soon fell under its spell. I'm certain I didn't hear everything God said. The last thing I remember before surrendering to sleep is wondering whether a rush of wind from the reservoir blowing in across Fifth Avenue would snuff it out. What if the flame were extinguished? How would I ever get it back? I'm worried lately over things I can't control, things only God can handle. I know it's time to let go, to leave all the things at the altar, present them as a sacrifice, to watch them die, to let the eternal fire of His love burn, then bring them back to life. The light lulled me to sleep, but the light didn't go out. My husband joked about it later, but I explained that for me, the nap was holy. It's a spiritual quieting and hush that whispers deliverance. In the hush of a few sacred moments, God restored, and I remembered. My connection to the divine source, that His love is the source of an eternal flame, that He is the love I'm looking for, that there's no place I can be where He won't find me, that the fire is kept aflame with love, His perpetual love, that I am not the keeper of the flame. I'm poking the embers and worrying over the glow of my contribution to the campfire, but it isn't my responsibility. I think that's the part I missed. Love keeps the sacred fire burning. I am not the keeper of the flame. For months, I focused on faith and hope as the perfect tinder to keep the fire of my life burning. If I just believe, if I just have faith, you know how it goes. We want to be proactive. We want to influence the future by staying busy. And none of that is wrong, but I missed part of the message. In a 10-minute nap, God reminded me of love, that the greatest of these is love. He's invited us to be keepers of the flame as friends, and we partner with Him in service, but He doesn't need us to worry over the details. He asks us to sit fireside in community with Him. He is the light. His light won't go out. Beyond faith and hope, what keeps the fire burning is love. My job is to accept the invitation of love. Love is an invitation. It is an invitation to sing the requiem of a love supreme, and I don't believe it exists authentically without it. Love leaves room for reciprocity and offers us as partakers the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, a divine connection with the Creator. Love invites. Love asks only that I show up. Every day through love, we push the needle toward the dream of a redeemed world. Love breaks curses and chains and has power over every unholy thing. I believe that. Love sets wrong right and stands up in the face of injustice. Love goes to war. It's radical and holy and just beyond our grasp to comprehend. It's the first emotion we feel and the most important lesson we'll learn. We'll spend a lifetime becoming love. In the meantime, I'll stay close, warmed by a flame that leads me. Love is my guiding light, and I am not the keeper of the flame. Let your handmaiden find grace in your sight. Give me grace.